Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rich Severson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Johnson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bob Johnson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Zotkiewicz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Kilkenny. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Kilkenny. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore takes first base on ball four. Kelly moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Otis reaches second base with a double. Kelly scores. Fiore moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fiore scores. Otis scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up towards short. Zotkiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup, who is chasing the ball. Severson reaches third base with a triple. Oliver scores. Shaw goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Royals. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Severson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Royals. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rodriguez for a passed ball. McAuliffe moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. There goes Stanley trying to get to home. Shaw throws to Rodriguez, who tags Stanley for the out. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Timmerman covering, for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien strikes out. One out. Ken Zatkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zatkiewicz strikes out. Two outs. Tom Timmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 7-1, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Piniella moves to third. Jerry Robertson now pitching. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Severson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shaw moves to second. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Piniella tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Royals. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Keough now playing left field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Royals. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Zatkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zatkiewicz is 0 for 1 in the game. Zatkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Severson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown pinch hits for Jerry Robertson. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fiore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Cash reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keough for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Severson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Royals. Ken Zotkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiewicz is 0-for-2 in the game. Zotkiewicz strikes out. One out. Elliot Maddox pinch hits for John Hiller. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherman covering, for the out. 2 outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fiore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Rodriguez trying to get to home. Horton throws the ball into Freeman, who tags Rodriguez, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Freeman and he is safe. Otis steals second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 9-3, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown pinch hits for Kenzotkiewicz. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.